This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witzer, Morning Devotions. Gerald May has written a great book called The Dark Night of the Soul. And this is what he says. For all of us, there are moments of dawning awareness like the little cracks in our armour that reveal glimpses of our deeper longing. Maybe, he said, we've been grasping for good things when what we've really desired is the creator of all good things. Now, I think this is an excellent thought. Somehow in our longings, we're searching for something. We're searching for a loving God, and many people talk about this as spiritual hunger. What is it? It may be your job or your marriage. Maybe something is there that you're longing for to be better, and you feel empty deep inside. You know there's got to be more. But what is that more? What do you need? What are you looking for that you can't find today? And is there a void in your life? And do you think it can be met by another person, or do you think if you only had the right wife or husband or the right relationship, you'd feel secure and that things would be different? Well, of course, this is a huge topic. Life is a big part of what we're on about, being debt-free, perhaps being even wealthy. Well, these things are pointless if you don't have life. And people look for life in wealth, relationships, things that they own, status in life, reputation, or their own image. And when people don't have life, some try to escape it. And every person has in himself, I feel, a longing for God. God is the creator. And that's why we see people searching for truth. And if we're honest, I think we probably need to admit that there's an ache in our souls for something more. And I'm fond of quoting C.S. Lewis. And this is what he said. If we find ourselves with a desire that nothing in this world will satisfy, the most probable explanation is that we are made for another world. That's another good statement. Was David, when he was the king of Israel, probably one of the wealthiest people on earth. He wrote to God in his writings in Psalm 63. My soul, he said, thirsts for you. My body longs for you. Your love is better than life. My soul will be satisfied as with the richest of foods. That's how King David put it. I want to say this morning that Jesus Christ is the only one who can give you the perfect relationship you're looking for. He's there. He has the answers. Nothing can drive him away. And so your personality or your response will never change who Jesus is. Jesus is the Son of God. We live in a world that's hungry for so many things. We see people who are hungry for fame and position and power. But what was it that Jesus said? He said in John 6:35, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst. Carl Jung, one of the fathers of modern psychology, said we're all born to believe. And so there's a sense in which the supernatural is part of our, I guess, hardwired into our brains from birth. And people have researched this and they feel that there is something from birth in our brains that longs for God. The best explanation for this restlessness, looking for something bigger than us, comes from the Bible. And it says that God has put eternity in our hearts, meaning that it's there. I mean, H.G. Wells in his novel, in one of his novels, a young girl revolts against everything but cries out, yet we've got to devote ourselves to something because we're made that way. And so if your happiness is wrapped up in pleasing God, in serving God, finding God, then nobody, perhaps except you, can take away your happiness. Bob Smith, a colleague of mine, was talking on radio, and he told the story about a chaplain friend said that a group of young soldiers he knew about had a two-day character guidance course. And when the question of God came up, they all dismissed this business of God except one. He'd been a boundary rider in central Queensland before joining the army. And then he'd been out there in the bush and drinking and so on. And he said, wait on you, blokes. He said, sometimes as I used to lie under the stars at night, I'd look up, hold my hand before my face and say, there's more to me than just blood and bone. Do any of you blokes have thoughts like that? And that's true, isn't it? We know that God can satisfy our hearts. Let's have a purpose statement that we can spend time with God, God who made us. Thank you, Lord. It is true. You've made us for yourself, and we want to celebrate that today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.